Welcome to the second zone of the Tank Arena. Here you can see the vehicle's demonstrations from a different point of view, and we can tell you a little bit more about our museum. We ask that you put your vehicle in park once you've been asked to stop.
Hi, I'm Terry Woods, and I'm also a volunteer here at the museum, and I've had the distinct honor and pleasure of doing so for the past 15 years, and hopefully for many more. Now, while you watch the vehicles go around again, I would like to give you some of the history of the Ontario Regiment RCAC Museum. The Ontario Regiment is Oshawa's militia unit. It was formed in 1866 by consolidating 9 local militia units in Ontario County. That is 1 year before Canada's Confederation. Ontario County amalgamated with half of Durham County in 1974 and was renamed the Region of Durham. The museum is proud to honor the lineage of the Ontario Regiment by preserving and displaying over 160 years of artifacts within the static section of the museum that will be reopening soon. The Ontario Regiment became a tank regiment at the start of World War II. They mobilized in 1939 and started training in 1941. In 1943, as a part of Operation Husky, the regiment participated in the invasion of Sicily and then on into Italy. And in 1945, they were in Northwestern Europe for the end of the war. There had always been a small collection of artifacts, usually displayed in the sergeant's mess of the Ontario Regiment. The Ontario Regiment Museum RCAC has its roots dating back to 1980. It was then that Honorary Lieutenant Colonel Norman Wilton arranged for the purchase of 9 surplus ferret scout cars from the Canadian Army. This became the Ontario Regiment Ceremonial Troop, or better known as the Ferret Club. They quickly started collecting military vehicles, starting with trucks, and then the first of our 2 M4 Sherman tanks, known to you as BART. In 1993, the Ferret Club and the Ontario Regiment Collection merged into the same organization and into this building. The Ferret Club became the vehicle section, and the Ontario Regiment Collection became the static section. Currently, the museum has a fleet of over 100 operational military vehicles. This, we believe, is the largest collection of operational, historical, military vehicles in the world. The museum is an accredited Canadian Forces Museum. We are one of 70 independent military museums that work with the Canadian Forces Directorate of History and Heritage. The Directorate is mandated to preserve and communicate Canada's military history and foster pride in our military heritage. Through this accreditation, we can access support from other museums, the Directorate, and the Canadian Forces. In 2014, the museum started its internationally acclaimed Tank Saturdays and Aquino Weekend events, which attract visitors from all over the world. If you haven't been, imagine seeing all the vehicles that you have driven through moving in the tank arena in front of you. Now in 2020, we are 40 years old, and we believe we have the largest operational fleet of historic military vehicles in the world. Not bad for a museum with 2 staff and a whole bunch of volunteer members.
Please be prepared to follow the instructions of our traffic control staff when the signal sounds to move to the next station. You'll be driving into and through our Military Vehicle Conservation Center. Please proceed at no more than 10 kilometers per hour.